It looks like the job market could use a booster shot. The Labor Department said today that U.S. employers added just 210,000 jobs last month. That is the smallest gain reported all year, less than half the number of jobs that were added in October. The report suggests the labor market was losing steam even before the discovery of the new Omicron variant. But the news is not all bad. The unemployment rate fell to the lowest it's been since the beginning of the pandemic. NPR's Scott Horsley is here now. And Scott, what is behind this slowdown in job growth?
Well, Ari, even before the Omicron variant was discovered, we were seeing an increase in coronavirus infections in this country, and that takes a toll on businesses that rely on face-to-face traffic. Bars and restaurants, for example, added just 11,000 jobs in November, down from 122,000 the month before. Senior economist Daniel Zhao, who's with the job search website Glassdoor, says a lot of the slowdown last month is in what he calls COVID-sensitive industries.
Not only are customers wary of going out to restaurants or traveling when the virus is spreading, workers are also hesitant to come to work and employers are hesitant to hire.
Now, hiring was stronger in less sensitive industries like manufacturing and construction. And keep in mind, this report's based on surveys done about 3 weeks ago, so it does not reflect any possible fallout from the Omicron variant.
And what might that fallout look like?
We're still waiting to learn how contagious the new strain is, how sick it might make people. But White House economist Cecilia Rao says as more people are getting vaccinated, including now younger children, and as people get booster shots, that should offer some measure of protection, both for the public health and the health of the economy.
I strongly suspect that the economy will continue to improve. There'll be bumps along the way, but it will continue to get better.
And that's important because the economy is still about 4 million jobs short of where it was before the pandemic.
But I mentioned that despite the slowdown in hiring, the unemployment rate declined in November. Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, the government conducts two surveys every month, one of businesses, which is where we get the jobs numbers, and then one of households, which is where we get the unemployment rate. And usually the two surveys move more or less in tandem, but in November they're telling two very different stories. The household survey is really positive. It shows nearly 600,000 people coming off the sidelines, joining the workforce, more than 1 million people finding jobs, and Rao says that pushed the unemployment rate all the way down to 4.2%.
The improvement in the unemployment rate is really quite stunning. And it's important to note that we saw improvements in the unemployment rate for Blacks and Hispanics and for Asians, for men and for women. So that was broadly shared. This suggests that it's a labor market where people are coming back and where they're finding jobs.
Again, this is pre-Omicron, but it is encouraging to see more people entering the job market. You know, for months we've been hearing employers say they'd like to hire more people if they had more applicants.
And how much are those people getting paid? What's going on with wages?
Well, overall, private sector wages were up 5.9% in November from a year ago. And in ordinary times, that would be a really strong wage increase. Right now, though, it's not quite keeping pace with inflation, which is just north of 6%. Workers at the bottom of the income ladder are getting bigger raises, though. For example, restaurant and hotel workers saw their wages rise 13% over the last year.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.